Now let's take a quick overview of the employee selection and the interviewing process, which are two other important aspects related to the hiring process. So having taken a look at recruitment, let's look at selection. So in this slide and the next few slides, we will discuss this particular concept. So selection is that of a choice. So it's a choice generation mechanism. Choice being made out of the vast pool of people who've been, identified as resources or incumbent employees or prospective candidates. It is a process concerned with selecting the most suitable candidate through various interviews and tests. Of course, as seen in a previous diagram where we differentiated between recruitment and selection, this is a negative process, as the inappropriate candidates or those candidates who fail to have the correct match are rejected. So this is something which needs to be understood from the perspective of this particular subject. Now, what is the process of selection? So selection entails a wide gamut of activities that happen under its umbrella. It relates to analysis of the job. So what sort of job requirement present itself and how can it be met by internal or external resources. It also relates to the promotion of the organization, the advertisement of that particular job along with the nature of the organization, the application blank or form. So all these things we will discuss in detail in the upcoming chapters. Here we are making a quick mention. The written test. So there are certain tests that are administered to understand whether a candidate is fit enough for the job. There is a formal interviewing process which is conducted by trained interviewers. There is a medical examination. So various organizations prefer to recruit a person who is physically and mentally fit through the process of a medical examination. The initial job offer. So this is of course subject to a review from the candidate's side and subject to negotiation from both ends. Acceptance or a rejection letter. So this can be, again, under the purview of negotiations. The final offer or the letter of appointment, which seals the process of induction into the organization, and of course, an overview of the services, overview of the departments of the organization, which is the induction process. So all this comes under the broad heading of the selection process. Now, of course, we will discuss whatever was mentioned in great depths in the upcoming chapters. But nevertheless, let's take a small flavor of what are certain types of tests that are involved in selection. So the first being a test which tests the cognitive abilities, or the aptitude test. So here the aptitude is tested, which is pretty similar to the intelligence test. So intelligence test over here determines the way the person can show his or her intelligence, the competence, The next one is the personality test. So here the various attributes of an individual, not just the aptitude or the intelligence, is tested. It's the test of the complete package. Various subjective and objective questions are administered here. Now the most specific of the tests is the performance test. Now in this particular test, the particular person's performance related to completing the job. So here it might relate it to the specific competencies or skills involved in completing certain tasks which are a part of the job description or the job profile for which the candidate is being selected for. So this is what other tests include. Of course, these tests would again be discussed in greater detail. Here we are just briefly explaining and enlisting them. So we will also briefly look at what is an interview. Of course, we all know what an interview is. we've either administered interviews if we are in the role of an interviewer, or we've been a part of interview as a part of our corporate experience. So what is an interview? So as it states here, an interview is a conversation that occurs between a potential employee and, of course, you know, a potential employer and an aspirant who is the incumbent or the potential employee. During the interview, the interviewer has the chance to appraise the applicant's qualifications, the appearance and general fitness for the job opening. So in parallel, the applicant tries to learn more about the position, to appraise the employer and to find out if your needs and interests will be met. So here, both parties gain insights from each other through the process of a conversation. Interviewer may start with general questions like, tell me more about yourself, tell me more about the organizations that you have worked, and then slowly and steadily takes the flow to more specific forms of probing. The interviewee or the aspirant may also ask certain relevant questions. For example, they may ask more about the organization, the niche technologies. They may check whether the organization is a member of some reputed group of companies or comes under the NASSCOM and so on. So some specifics may be asked by each. Aspirants may also want to know if the organization is into CSR or any other extracurricular activities. So think of the interview as a conversation between two people where each person is trying to learn more about the other. Now, of course, the potential employer would like to create a fitment between the job role, the job description, and this aspirant. They would like to know if the time that is being invested, the risk that is being taken is worth the while. Of course, the aspirant would also like to know whether this organization is the right fit for them. So if they are aspiring to work for an organization for the coming years, they would want to work with one which is stable, with one where there are chances of progression and there is a good environment. So this is the purpose of an interview. Of course, we have just, we are just scratching at the surface. There are multiple dimensions, more information related to an interview, which will be covered in a specific chapter related to effective interviewing. So we'll just have a few more details related to the process of interviewing, which comes under the selection process. So of course, the interview, as one can understand, is one of the most critical aspects of the process of hiring or the process of selection. And of course, it has a range. So the range is, it can be a very structured, formally conducted one to a sort of an informal conversation. Okay, so these two ends can be a part of the interviewing process. Over here, basic idea is, after the recruitment process, after the job opening is identified, the person will apply. The employer or a representative will review or screen applications and will decide if an interview is required. So only those that have been filtered and seen as appropriate will be called for interview. In some cases, a preliminary interview may be held on phone to save resources and time for both parties. So if number of people is more, quick phone screening can happen, which is also considered as a form of an interview. Now, people who clear this sort of a phone screening may be party to a more detailed form of an interview, because they are the ones who are seen as prospects or close matched prospects. So depending upon the size of the organization, okay, an applicant may only have one interview, like in the startups. So for example, startups where there is a lot of demand for employees, but they are not getting the requisite supply And of course, if they don't have an established recruitment department, so there would be only one or probably a few rounds of interviews. But tenured organizations who have a presence, on the stock market, they are multi-crore organizations like the Tatas, the Ambanis, the Birlas, the Mahindras. There they have specific layers, or they have different departments which take care of interviews. And an aspirant may go through a series of interviews with potential supervisors, with human resources, with the talent search and deployment departments. So there will be multiple members who will coordinate for an interview or towards an interview. Now let's look at the diverse methods of recruitment. Now here we are about to end this particular chapter, this introductory chapter, with a special mention on the current or the most recent developments that have happened in the field of recruitment. Of course, what I'm referring to, students, is the pandemic and the post-pandemic developments. So as we've come to understand, the last couple of years we have seen the rise of an epidemic which got, converted to a pandemic, a global level pandemic, and this has changed the conventional recruitment practices before that happened. So the pandemic and its repercussions, the consequences, they have devastated some talent acquisition teams. Many notable organizations have had to review, restructure, and of course change their recruitment mechanisms. We are all aware of that. And they have actually had to become more flexible, and they've got to accommodate, or they've got to become flexible. So change has come at a very alarming pace, and so the conventional recruitment practices have also needed a change. So some of these elements, like a virtual recruitment and onboarding, a remote workforce has become the norm, correct? So as you might have observed a mention from my side related to a hybrid mode of recruitment has now become prominent, like the hybrid mode of working. So when I go and consult various organizations where I go and train them on various topics, I find that there is a hybrid mode. So people work in alternate weeks. So some people come in an even week, some people might come in an odd week. So recruitment also has become a hybrid. It's gone virtual and hybrid by using mechanisms like Microsoft Teams, the Cisco mode, or they might also prefer a Google Meetup. So the best recruiters will take the opportunity to add new skills, adapt as needed, and show their value. So currently, many recruitment drives, interviews, selection processes have taken the virtual mode, and hence recruitment professionals, to stay relevant, to stay contemporary, have to utilize these diverse methods. So as a part of the diverse method, which was mentioned in the previous slide, the virtual hiring is the most prominent. Now this, students, is to stay, because while it served the needs of the pandemic, the shortcomings, it also was seen as a benefit or an advantage, where both the recruitment professionals and the aspirants could save time by meeting up virtually on these particular platforms. So in the same way that a hybrid workforce on site and remote employees will become normalized, as I was saying, a hiring process that combines virtual and in-person processes will also become increasingly standard due to associated costs and time savings. According to 70% of respondents to a recent LinkedIn survey. So just imagine you are, you are being interviewed for a job position which is opening up in Ahmedabad, correct? And you will be required to work from Mumbai, because it's an IT job and it's a work from home. You would only be required to go to Ahmedabad probably once in a quarter. So does it really make sense to go to Ahmedabad, stay for 4 days, 5 days for the interviewing process? Not required, right? They may just interview you online, and as a part of a one-day induction and the final round, maybe they might call you. So this might save them the time. This might save you the time as well. Hence, this has been identified rightly in the survey too. So in virtual post-pandemic phase, the diversity, the equity, and the inclusion factors will be a continuing focus area for recruiters. Now, multiple surveys done by global giants like PwC, Deloitte, LinkedIn, they indicate the fact that people come to better consensus and decisions, people are better able to solve problems, and there is generally a better involvement if these three factors are present in the right mix. That is the diversity, the equity, and the inclusion factors. This may include various demographic factors like the age, like people coming from different domains, people coming from different regions, representing both the genders, that is the gentlemen and ladies. So recruiters, while recruiting, need to leverage this aspect, in the virtual hiring. So this relates to more candidates making job choices based on their assessment of a company's visible DE&I commitment, according to experts. So globally, people take a call to join organizations which are more inclusive in nature, which follow diversity practices. And thus, students, we have come to a conclusion, come to an end of this first chapter, which introduced us to the concepts of recruitment. So we had a lot of discussions related to recruitment. We've also been able to see two other important aspects of the hiring process, that is the selection mechanism and the interviewing. We've also made a note of the internal practices and the external practices and the sources. We've also seen the influence factors for both of these aspects. So on this note, we are closing this particular chapter. Thank you.